Touchdown, Northwestern!
Dave and I with Mr. Cat is Alex Stone. We're just talking off the air. And I believe, Coach Fitz, this is one of your favorite holidays, right? Halloween?
Absolutely. I was going to dress up as you, but I decided against it.
Everybody in the studio is dressed as me this morning. And, you know, that takes a lot of time. It's a wind shirt and a golf hat.
I was going to look at the webcam, but we'll be okay.
So how old are the kids now?
They're at the perfect age. Soon to be 10, 8, and 5. So pretty big deal around the Fitzgerald household.
What are we doing costume-wise? What are the choices?
We got a little skeleton, a little Dementor, and a Transformer this year.
Nice.
Yeah, a little wide array. It's pretty good.
All right, and if I come by Fitz's house, what am I getting for candy?
Well, we're one of those, leave the bowl out with the sign that says take one only. So it'll probably be gone by the time you get here because most of the kids in our neighborhood take like 20 of them. They're gone like two stops.
Weasels. Are you a big bar guy or are you a little mini snack size guy? Which are you?
I coach college football. I have no idea. You want me to ask my wife?
It doesn't come up for air.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you were trick-or-treating as a kid, what was the worst house in your neighborhood? The one that gave out, like, the bag of pennies? Or, like I told you, I got bullion?
Absolutely. That or the popcorn ball, that was like a brick.
Popcorn ball's no good. There was a guy in our neighborhood, he was so cheap, he gave out advice. I mean, who needs that when you're a kid? I don't need advice, I need candy.
Well, that was all fine. You get your candy and whatnot, you bring it home. And, now that I've figured it out, that I've got a little older, my dad would say, hey, give me your bag. I need to check and see if there's any razor blades or anything that should
be
candy. Oh, yeah. Definitely in these 12, So.
Right. And Coach Fitz would get up in the morning and all that'd be left is one Zagnut and a bunch of wrappers. It's no good. Dads, we're all the same. We're weasels. All right. Well, welcome back. And how do you feel about your opponent?
Well, it's going to be a great challenge. Kinnick Stadium is one of the more difficult environments to play in. And, Iowa, like us, had a week off, both of us coming off a tough defeat. And it should be one heck of a football game.
Last time we spoke, Pat, before the bye, you were saying you really needed it from a number of standpoints, but especially you had a bunch of guys who got banged up in the Nebraska game 2 weeks ago. But everybody healthier now?
Yeah, they are, Dave, and it looks like we're going to have the full complement. We lost Marcus McShepard during practice this week. We hope to get him back here pretty soon. But, outside of that, the guys that all got banged up against Nebraska look like they're good to go.
You have a winning record in November. Even last year, the games you lost were very close. I mean, a Hail Mary and a triple overtime, something like that. Why have your teams played so well in this month?
Well, I think we've improved, and that's typically the hallmark of a pretty good program, that you just keep working, you embrace the grind, the process of improving. And, most of those games in November are big games. And, this starts off, we kind of got two rivalry games, that are kind of bookends to the month of November against Iowa here this weekend and, then Thanksgiving weekend against the Illini. So it's going to be a great month. I know our guys are excited. We've got midterms in a rearview mirror, and we get to travel out to Iowa on Halloween. I got a feeling Kinnick's going to be rocking tomorrow morning. Hopefully, they party too much and don't show up till about 2 or 3 o'clock.
Yeah, and they forget, and they come in their costumes, and they go, "No, the shoulder pads, idiot." By the way, there's an Urban Meyer piece on Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, and for those of you not aware, the commitment as a big time college football coach is pretty significant. But I'm not just kissing your butt here, Coach, because I don't do that very well. But you seem to really pull off a nice family job balance. I guess that's not too easy.
No, it's a challenge. It takes a very special wife, and my wife Stacy's amazing and very independent. I think she should get like her CO whatever license to be able to drive the bus that she has to drive with all these kids
right.
At sporting events. But I'm just very thankful she allows me and the boys allow me to also try to be a mentor and a person that develops young men with 112 other guys. So it's kind of crazy. You feel like you got 115 kids, and we have a blast. It's a great family profession, and it starts with leadership in our athletic department. Jim Phillips allows us to have balance as coaches, and I really think it's something that's important. I'm going to get fired as a coach before I'm going to get fired as a dad or a husband, and I think maybe the previous generations in my profession, just it did not break that way. And, Coach Barnett, Coach Walker, we're definitely family men. And, I think I was raised the right way in this profession.
Great priorities, Coach. I hope you have a great weekend, and happy Halloween to the family.
Thanks. Happy Halloween. Go Cats.
There you go.